Bittersweet Symphony, The Verve, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll get Blake Freeman in here, funny man, as we are the comedian's second home. He's a nice up-and-comer. It's going to be good. Get in that guy in here.
Going to last up after we talk about the seriousness of electric cars, or sorry, self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Off the back of a death in America, Tom.
It's horrible stuff today.
It's real pioneering stuff, though, this technology. And so, of course, people are saying it's going to take time to iron out the creases. The question is, how many creases can we afford to have, if the creases are deaths, to iron out the tech? We've got Raja Jodak on the phone, who has a very long title, but you are the Senior Principal Research Scientist at the CSIRO, Raja.
Yes. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Raja. How you doing?
Ollie's here too, Raja, just so you know.
Hi, Tom and Ollie.
Thanks for joining us. Now, you obviously know more than us about this stuff. Is this the kind of thing that, if you're involved in this area, you're waiting for it to happen and it's happened?
Well, the work we do is around making sure that the sensor data we get from these vehicles is reliable for looking at how do you determine who's responsible when this happens.
Okay. So in the case of this American story that came out today, who is responsible for the death of this woman who was crossing the road? Because there was a driver in the car, but he wasn't driving. He was just behind the helm.
Right. So the answer to that question is actually, it depends.
Right.
And the liable entities could be one of many. So it could be the manufacturer. It could be the software provider that provides the software that controls the car.
Yeah.
It could be the last time the car was serviced, or it could be the owner of the car, in this case, Uber, for negligence in terms of maintaining it or keeping its software and systems up to date.
Raja, how far down the track are we in terms of governments working all this kind of stuff out in terms of self-driving cars?
So I think it varies by country, and yeah. we can sort of take the example of unmanned aerial vehicles or drones, where there have been countries that have been really progressive in regulating or providing liberal regulations in terms of how and when these drones can operate, and other countries that have been more conservative and erred on the side of safety. So New Zealand, for example, is a very good example of a relatively liberal country in terms of regulations for drones. I think for cars, we're seeing them starting to get on designated roads or designated areas of some places in the US and other parts of the world. But I think the technology is very close to meeting or exceeding even human sort of safety records. There's a lot of regulation, ethical and sort of acceptance, social acceptance factors that still need to be sorted out.
Yeah, nice. And if you've got a question for Raja, by the way, 133353 is the Senior Principal Research Scientist at the CSIRO.
Now, Raja, is it as simple as saying once the technology is smart enough to be more safe than humans, then everyone will roll it out? Or is it more complex than that?
I think it's more complex than that because there's a fundamental ethical question where we start to say, you know, do we trust the machine to make life and death, you know, potentially life-threatening decisions on our behalf? And when we say, do we trust the machine? The question is, we're talking about the machine. Are we talking about the machine itself or the people who made the component or the people who wrote the software?
Right.
And sort of, it typically depends on if an accident happened. It really depends on the particular circumstances. So our work is looking at how we can use the various sensors, cameras, GPS, motion sensors on these vehicles, along with blockchain, to try to determine what happened in every particular circumstance.
Okay, let's head over to Mark now. Mark on 133353, you've got a question for Raja.
Hi, good afternoon, Raja. What happens if they're full of computerized cars infected with a virus, I guess in terms of the likely chance of that happening and then liability if that was to happen?
Right, hackers.
Yes, so that's a very significant issue and that's a very good question. In fact, the security of vehicles, currently we're seeing vehicles starting to have radio interfaces for talking to through wireless channels to basically stations, wireless stations on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
And undoubtedly, as vehicles start to get more autonomy, they will also maintain that connection. that connection, while it provides the ability to know what the car is doing and where it's going, it also creates a vulnerability where hackers can break in either just to snoop on what the car is doing, or also to hack into the car and change control what it's doing. And in fact, some researchers have shown that you can hack into some of these connected vehicles and Ooh. Take full control of them just to demonstrate the vulnerabilities, so that hopefully other researchers and manufacturers can start finding ways to block it. So security of these vehicles is still a very much an open issue that researchers are looking into.
Yeah, so we're probably still a little bit far away from getting it.
Raja, one last question. I think it's probably the most important question is, if I have like a Holden Commodore that is self-driving, can it be taught to do donuts and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
It's a big question. Maybe you want to find the answers out.
Raja, there's a whole bunch of unknown stuff here, and thank you for your work at the Senior Principal Research Sciencing at the CSIRO.
Oh, Tom, you heard the word donuts and you got a bit excited.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Thanks, Raja.
Thanks, guys.
You're a legend, mate. Still so much that still needs to be tackled with this. What's your thoughts on self-driving cars? Do you want them on the roads? Do you want them out on our roads?
Are you a self-appointed expert? Do you have some thoughts of your own as to the future of self-driving cars? Where are we heading?
Get on the blower, 133353. Have your opinion now. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.